do that.
That's a good idea.
And well, been to those days. In fact, all my working life has been never less than 6 days a week. We never, you know, we never heard of a Saturday off. And then for a while we were open 7 days a week just because of what competition dictated. But fortunately, the dealers here got together and they decided to have a blue law on car deals, which they've had blue law on everything. The drugstores couldn't sell certain items, and they, certainly the none of the dry goods stores could sell anything.
Now, it used to be really kind of funny because you could buy certain things, like you could buy pantyhose, but not lipstick.
Well, pantyhose they considered more of a necessity, I think, as opposed to lipstick. Okay, you can look ugly until tomorrow. But
I know, I never could figure out how they decided, although when I was a kid, toys, it was a big bugaboo for me because I couldn't buy any toys on Sunday, and I thought that was outrageous.
Yeah, they children do not understand. And of course, the parents were somewhat relieved, I'm sure.
And finally, that guy, I think he was in El Paso, he had a toy store, and he bucked the blue law, and then they finally got rid of it.
Yeah, but the automobile dealer's blue law lasted for a long time. And finally some of these big operators came in from out of town, and I don't mean here necessarily, but in fact it may have started here, come to think of it, but at any rate, they said it was unconstitutional, which was really true.
Yeah.
But basically the dealers, new car dealers and everything, really hated to see it start because that meant, you know, you have to do your crew, your work crew and everything, or even put on extra employees, because you can't ask anybody to work 7 days a week. And but a lot of them would say, okay, you're going to get Monday off or Tuesday off and what have you. Some of them now will give them 2 days a week off, but that's still unique in the car business. Most of them are still, they still observe the Sundays.
But, well, and are you talking about mechanical crews, or are you talking about salesmen? Because salesmen pretty much want to sell as much as they can, I think.
Well, that's true, but by the same token, too, there's that thing called burnout. And you just don't want you like them to stay sharp, eager, and instead of dragging around and what have you.
Yeah.
But I always used to say in the car business that if you knew when people were going to come, you could spend 3/4 of your time fishing.
Yeah, right. What kinds of, do you have a garden out back that you where you grow vegetables?
No, we don't grow any vegetables, but yes, we have a very nice backyard.
What kinds of plants do you have in your backyard?
Well, green. I mean, you know, basically it's like in my working life, we started out like always there, okay, well, it's my job to mow the lawn and this, that, and the other. And she said, look, when you're working 6 days a week, I want you to spend time with the kids, and we can hire somebody to do that.
And yeah, that's right.
All over to do it. And so anyway, she didn't have to beg me, because I basically I've not ever paid that much attention to the lawns and everything, and Irene is quite good at it. She directs how she wants things and put things in like that. Right there is a kind of a innovative thing there.
Yeah,
it doesn't require
really
watering,
nice.
And
oh, yeah.
It's pretty.
Do you know what it is?
I think it's Nocatia.
Yeah. What about your trees? Do you know what kinds of trees you have?
Yeah, we have Mondale pines are mostly what we have in the backyard. But we have a couple of fruit trees. Two plum trees, and I think we may have a sycamore.
Oh, huh.
I think so.